Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, we were taught that being a pastor is not an 8-to-5 job, but a 24/7 calling. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
First Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 3 says, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, and not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock." See, a pastor, which 1 Peter 5 is addressed to the pastors, he says, feed the flock. But the word, of course, take the oversight. Don't do it for money, as to say that, oh, see how much I can get out of this crowd. But of a ready mind, Lord, what do you want me to do? Not as being lords, but as examples to the flock and how to live. Now, young adults, teenage young men, this may be for you as well as the rest of the flock. Share the word of God, not the secrets of personal failures of people in the church. Be an example in word. Be an example, secondly, in conversation, which is the third thing, actually, because the first thing was to let no man despise thy youth, then an example in word, and the third thing is in conversation, which speaks of your behavior. The young pastor must refrain from blending in with the world. He must maintain standards of holiness. You see, much more is expected of him by our Lord God. And sometimes the tendency of a young pastor is to want to be considered cool with it, more than being holy. Walks around with his goatee, t-shirt, take off church services on Sunday night. Instead of having a church service on Sunday night, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook from Disney World or some other area. And you're enjoying the pleasures of sin, the pleasures of the world, instead of being in God's house. You've closed down the Sunday night service. It's not necessary. We had one Sunday morning. What a shame. The next thing, the fourth thing that we see here of these seven goals in the young pastor's life is in charity. The word charity there is the Greek word agape, the highest form of love. It's a God love that only God is able to love with, and he can only do that through you as you allow him to love through you. And this, then, is manifested in giving of yourself to the ministry. A young man gets bent on, well, look, I'm going to only work 40 hours a week. It's then a job and not a ministry. See, the love of Christ must be allowed to flow through you to others unreservedly. Now, you do have people that make demands of your time that are not right. And sometimes there are people that need your time that you don't want to give. And you got to ask God for discernment to know when it's a waste of God's time and when it is not a waste of God's time and what he would have you to do. That's why you have to walk with God and walk with him at all times. The next thing that we see as a goal in a young preacher's life is in spirit. This refers, preacher, to your disposition, one that should be enthusiastic for the things of Christ and for what God is doing. Have you ever noticed how many letters in the New Testament begin with a commendation and how many times the writer rejoices over them before he addresses the problems? We see that often in Paul's letters, the letters Paul was used to write to people when he was taking dictation from the Holy Spirit of God to write those words the Holy Spirit uttered to him. Now, I don't like it when I go to a pastor's meeting and they seem to speak of nobody knows the troubles I've seen or woe is me. I need encourage. That may be a sign of a failure in their personal walk with God. See, personally, they failed to walk as they ought to walk with God, and so it's beginning to manifest itself in them as well as through them. And now they are failing. The next thing is in faith. The next goal is in faith. Faithfulness in character, especially in morals, and in virtue, preacher, your word ought to be your bond. But be faithful to be on time. Be faithful to say what you're going to do and do what you say. And in faith, he only stands for true doctrine and biblical obedience, not favoring certain factions. One group may be more favorable to you than another. But that other group that's always giving you problems may be right on a subject. You don't forsake biblical obedience because this group is more behind you than the ministry is about you instead of the Lord. And then we see a seventh thing here as a goal for the believer, in purity. The Greek word for purity in this verse appears only here and in chapter 5 and verse 2, where it says, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Now, this is referring to sexual impurity primarily. Too many preachers are falling into immorality because they've left this part unguarded. Preachers, watch out for the internet, TV, and personal relationships in the church. Now, all these things are exhortations to young pastors, because often it is where a young pastor fails, and it brings men to despise thy youth. Now, all of these things are in the present imperative of the Greek, which means, if it's negative, stop doing this. Don't ever allow it to happen again. If it's positive, it means start doing this and do it until Jesus comes again. Now, when you look back at the text, let no man despise thy youth. Don't do anything, ever, that gives cause a man to despise your youthful foolishness, morals, or in any other area. Positive, do this, keep on doing it. Be an example to the believers in word, conversation, charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. What must be understood for every pastor, whether you're liberal, a moderate, or conservative, your answer for these things. Now, not only the goals do we see here for the inner man, but next see the way for the inner man to be strengthened. And I think we see this strengthening in three steps here in verses 13 through 15. Now, the inner man, understand, this looks at your character. The character of a person should be formed in the inner man. And that character needs to be strengthened in righteousness through the Word of God and obedience to the Word. Now let's look at the first step here. In verse 13, he says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Well, I think that's fair. I think that's a good example. I think that's a good thing to read there. We need to be examples in all these areas. But let's go on and see what he means in this. Give attendance is to listen as if you're going to be tested. So, it's like you're accountable. Now, friend, listen to this. You are accountable. So you pay close attention to reading. Now, there are two different Greek words for reading. One is for one's own instruction and information as one reads. Maybe you go to a library and you read something to get some information. But the other is to read to others, or a public reading. As a pastor would read this text or read portions of Scripture and read it interpretatively, as in Nehemiah chapter 8, where they read and they gave the emphasis and so forth there. Well, it's the second word that means to read to others that is used here in verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, public reading. They didn't have Bibles readily available on that day like you and I. They had scrolls that were read in the church. So the very reading had an accountability associated with it. That's why later they're told not to forsake the assembling of themselves together as a matter of some is. Have you ever been in a home growing up and your mom said, come and get it? Now, you didn't say, look, I'm sitting out on the porch in the swing. You bring it to me. No, you know what would have happened then. No, you went to where the food was. Well, when the Bible's been read and taught and preached, that's the place you have responsibility to go. And so in that day, that's for most of them, that's the only place you're going to get to hear the word read. If you're not in God's house when you could be there, God still holds you accountable for all that is taught and preached from His Word. Now, you might miss because you were sick or there's an emergency to come up or something of that nature. But you're still accountable when you could be there and you're not. But on the other hand, that tells the preacher that his preaching must always be from the Word. A pastor has accountability before God to preach and teach the pure Word of God, not psychology. He must also, secondly, exhort after the reading of the Word. There needs to be preaching and the teaching of God's Word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.